Hey, what's up, everybody, man? Your boy Josh Collins. We are here, my man Courtney Douglas.
What up?
You know, Milk vs. Solid Food, Finish First Brand Podcast. You know, we go right into it, man. We over here talking about a rapper that
we reminisce, yeah, yeah, man, of 2006, man. Was a good year for Jay and I. We graduated. A lot of good music came out at the time. We took some road trips to Xenia, Ohio, and this particular album, man, was knocking. Mm-hmm. And we referring to our guy, Young Jock, who was on top. It was tough around 2006 from a hip-hop perspective to really poke your head out, man, and be on top, because you had Wayne, T.I., Jeezy. But Young Jock came through that year, had the number one song. I want to say probably number one album, but that, what was that song, bruh?
It's Going Down?
Yeah, It's Going Down was it. Everybody was doing the motorcycle. Yeah. Man, that beat was, man, that song was everywhere. So one of the things that poked out from our conversation, man, as we fast forward, you know, a decade and a half later, that fall from that number one pedestal, man, ain't the same no more. You know, we look at Jock now, man, he got a perm / mohawk, different colors. He got, you know, the Tupac character from Juice in the back of his head. I think he lost a bet from what Josh is telling me.
I ain't see that one.
Got his dress.
Hold on. I don't even know what you say. I don't even understand what you say. You said he got the Tupac. Wait, what?
Yeah, he got from the movie Juice, aka Bishop, is the character that Tupac played. He got him. The artist is dope, man. Whoever the barber is dope. But he got Tupac, that image in the back of his head.
Man, okay.
You know, so I don't know if he's more of a model now for these haircuts things, man. It's just, you know, but I don't know where Josh was going with this, man, so I'll take the first poke at it. You know, when you come out with an album, man, you got It's Going Down. You got Dope Boy Magic. I Know You See It. All these different hits. And you have this persona, man, that, you know, you I know you see it, right? We see it now. It's just like, man, this whole persona you created back then don't match up to this individual we seeing now.
Yeah.
And I really don't care, to be honest with you, because that part of my life is ended.
No,
but I'm praying for the guy.
Right. I want to bring that up, though, because I think, because in the book of Peter, so this is where I wanted to get. So those memories of how we view Jock, man, and that was 13 years ago. Oh my goodness, that's crazy. No, 12 years ago. No, what? That's crazy. 12, 13 years ago. So, man, you want people to progress, but when you see people, it's, and I'm assuming though, but this is something we can talk about, and you know, Peter speaks about it too, man. Like, hey, you was ignorant then, you didn't know about the things you were once doing. You've been saved from that stuff, and yet you're still trying to do the things that Christ saved you from. The thing is now, it looks a little bit worse. You was the cool guy that looked like, you know, the guy that everybody wanted to be like. Now you're, it seems like, you know, Jock is, you know, doing stuff with his hair just to get some type of, you know, the clicks and clout and just to be in main media, man, because people want distinction. You know what I'm saying? There's a research that says the dominant impulse, which most people believe is sex, is actually not sex. It's actually the impulse to stand out, the impulse to be in front of people, the impulse for attention, the impulse for people to be seen and noticed for anything, good or bad. And I think that's what people suffer from, man, because it's just like the high school athlete, man. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
gonna be the man or woman, you know what I mean? Could be that athlete that everybody wanna be like, but like after sports, man, you don't know how to go on about life. And that's why I brought that up. So I wasn't, you know what I mean? So I wasn't like bringing it up to, you know, to kind of revisit and like glorify those days, but I was bringing it up like, cause I feel bad. Cause we seeing young Jock, what it seems like he's going through, like you just doing anything for people to say, hey, look at Jock. That's a bad place to be in. But like, there's a lot of people like that. There's a lot of people like that. They're just, they don't know what to do. So they doing anything. Look on social media, man. You know what I mean? You see all these young kids trying to do anything they see, and the old, don't get me, I'm gonna get on the older people too, because I ain't gonna sound like the young kid hater. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But you know, they're just doing anything, man, just to get clicks and likes and be a part of the clout, man. But like, I don't know, Paul said, no, we saved from that. Now when you was doing it before, you was ignorant. People told you. I'm telling you, that ain't what God wants you to be. That's not who God made you to be. So now that you know, you need to grow from that.
Right.
You know what I mean? Don't relive those past demons. You know what I mean? Like, this stuff is it's not gonna get you anywhere.
But yeah, death, all for clicks.
You're gonna die. Like, and let's talk about death. That don't gotta be in a literal term, like physicality. You're gonna be a walking dead man spiritually. Dead. You're gonna be a walking dead person and woman too. I'm not gonna make this exclusive to man. You're gonna be a walking dead person spiritually. You know what I'm saying? No moral compass of the Lord. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm like, dang, I used to listen to Jock. I was trying to be like Jock out of ignorance at the time, but I was trying to be like him. He's older than what you and I are. And now here we are in 2019. It's like, man, Jock, that's what you want?
Right.
This, dang, homie. In high school, you was the man, homie. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to 50 Cent.
Yeah, it's like, sheesh, man. It's like, boy, that fall from grace, man.
And you know, and you want to do anything to hold on to that. Those days is over, bro. Those days are over, man. You know what I mean? I'd rather be a guy that was once, you know, known or not even known by people, out of ignorance though, and now later on be somebody that can impact. You're not even impacting, Jock. Ain't nothing. Nothing influential. Well, it's probably, I'm sorry. It probably is influential, but not to the right people. It's not for the right thing.
Right.
Bro, you just doing anything, bro. And you the OG. You doing what the young dudes is doing. That's another thing. You the OG. What is you doing, cuz?
He's somebody OG.
That's what I'm saying. I'm going off of age. When you're a certain age, you and I are young OG. You know what I'm saying? Like, regardless if we want to, early 30s, you young OG. You know what I'm saying? You get to a level. Jock older than us, fam. So, and I'm not making this about young Jock, man. I'm saying there's a lot of people that's lost in that sauce. You know what I mean? And, for the anime heads, man, it's kind of like being in Zenogmi, man, when Itachi put that boy Kabuto, you know what I mean, in that loop.
In the time loop, man.
In the time loop. He's just in a time loop doing the same thing. Can't get out of it, bruh. Because the only person that can break that is the Lord. Acceptance, self-reflection, and the Lord's power to break that hard heart of yours, stubbornness, that pride, you know what I mean? The Lord can break that, man. God will break that and tell you who you really are, and you can really go on about your life impacting the youth.
But it's hard, Josh.
Just say it's not.
From that standpoint, man, it's tough.
Are you right? Because look,
he had his appetite. His appetite was wet, man. You know, it's different. You came from being on the BET stage, man, where millions looked at you, man.
Made 15
you
million.
You was with Diddy.
I remember that. Made 15 million his first year.
For that song, I remember that.
This is like your ringtone days. So, like,
yeah.
I know this podcast is all over the place, though, but I promise you, man, we going to keep attaching it with the, you know, scripture, man. But we talking about some past stuff, man. So, Yeah, that dude.
Yeah, this is why we call the first segment Milk, man. But it's tough though, bruh, for him. And there's a lot of people, even like young kids now, man, that you got talent though, man. But then again, it's like a get quick rich scheme, man, on social media. What can I do? The dumbest thing to get people to view and like me, man. Like the big fat dude, yeah, man, that goes around and just acts obnoxious. Man, or you got a female.
Let's talk about the Boonk dude, man. That Boonk gang, man.
He got his face tatted up, man. Yeah, see, cats like that, man. We probably would have fought in school, man, because I would have bagged on him. And I kind of do like certain kids and pull him up, man. Like you, real influential in the school just because you're a teacher there. And I delivered to one, and I heard kid bring up Boonk gang and all this. And I looked at the dude. I'm like, man, he looks like he would have been in one classroom all day if he was in school. For sure. I called him a glue eater. That's why I called him a glue eater. I'm like, oh, he a glue eater, you know? And they was like, what you mean by glue eater? And I'm like, yeah, that's like special education classroom. Like, and a lot of them are. And I used to always say in this sarcastic list, I always be like, yeah, now we're in the generation of the rappers where the kids that were in the classroom all day are now on the microphone. Mm, and they influencing everybody, man. Now. You know what I mean?
My goodness.
I think Fabulous said it. Now, I didn't hear this, man, but I remember seeing, I'll tell you later on, though, what I did today, Josh. We'll get on that. But it's pertaining to our subject. But I heard on the search icon glass on the Instagram, you hit that. I seen an interview with Charmaine and Fabulous and Jadakiss. They released like an LP maybe a year or two ago.
Yeah.
And Fabulous had a hard line where he said that, Pookie now is on the mic. So I can't think of the verse, man. Yeah. But now Pookies are on the mic. But
explain who Pookie is. For our Caucasian.
Caucasian audience, yeah, man. It's a movie by the name of, Josh, help me with the
New
movie.
New Jack, man.
Yeah, New Jack City, yeah, New Jack City. Man. Nino Brown, a.k.a. Yeah. Wesley Snipes, man.
Pookie was a junkie.
Pookie was a junkie, which was Chris Rock, man. It's an old 90s one. Yeah. But Pookie was a fiend. So basically, he's saying that the fiends from, we used to serve the fiends back in the day and rap about it. Now the fiends are rapping about it and making money. Some on that. And, it's a bad.
Man, let's stay on that. Because let's stay on that. Because there's redemption when the junkie is reformed.
Right.
The junkie, more junkies are not being reformed now. Again, they're like, shoot, I could be a junkie, have a job, have a microphone, whether it's just being on a microphone or I got a cell phone.
My cell phone is going to get me right, man. Yeah. I can have slurred speech. I can smoke weed all day. I can drink, I can do whatever, man, and act as obnoxious. And as long as people look and see and affirm me, I'm good. And nine times out of ten, these are kids that probably come from broken homes or nobody pay them no attention. So you know what? I'm going to do the most craziest thing to get attention.
Man, some of them probably not even acting. Like I said, man, we talking about the junkie that's not reformed. They just on there just talking reckless on the phone and just let it go viral, man. You know what I mean? Like, look at the neighborhood crackhead. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever their name would be on social media. But they get clicks, they get likes, and that stuff turned into stuff, man. You know, they start going. Because we've seen that. Remember, oh, my gosh. Remember the one, Welvin? Ha! Got him! You know what I'm saying? That dude, man. I'm sure there was some type of... something was going on.
He definitely had a challenge, man.
You know what I mean? I don't like using the R word, but he got
paid off that because he was going to club appearances, 5,000. Getting back.
5,000
club appearances, man.
Shout out to him, but after that, you saw a lot of more like people with those illness and challenges coming, and I'm not saying they shouldn't be, but I think everyone doesn't look at it like that. Like, oh, this is giving them a voice and courage. people are like, one, some people are taking advantage. Like, shoot, he hot right now. I don't care what's wrong with him. I don't care what medicine he need. He got to be at this club so he can make this money for me and, you know, for my staff. You know what I'm saying? They don't care.
Right.
And then, so you got that. And then you got people like, they clicking because they laughing at him. But this dude got a real challenge. He's something going on with him.
Bro, they was not laughing with him. They was laughing at him. Yeah. I know I was, man. Lord, forgive me on that.
Sorry, guilty pleasure, man. That's our segment.
Guilty pleasure. That's why I like Bosco 100. I laugh at him, man. But like somebody that drinks and smokes and cusses folks out, man, they tell you how they really feel about themselves, man. In the whole face tattooed and everything, man. They don't really, you know, they let you know how they feel about themselves, how they act and what the music they listen to, man. How they dress, bro, you know.
I think that's one part of the reason why we see so much anxiety. It's like, man, I've been doing these skits. I've been doing, I don't even want to call all of them a skit. I've been like just tampering, trying to get these clicks for 2, 3, 4, 5 years. And now they were working, but like now people getting tired of me because my 15 minutes of fame is about to end. What am I going to do now? And now you're going to a slump, man. Your faith is on stupidity. You know what I mean? And stupidity got cousins like embarrassment, depression, suicide even. You know what I mean? Like the cousins of stupidity are not good. They're not good influencers.
And think about it, though, from this standpoint, too, Josh. So you take an individual from that type of background or somebody who acts out, man, just to get attention. And then they see, OK, well, I can make a profit off of this. Now, you already coming from an environment, man, where you're struggling, you know, there's poverty or whatever. They get that bag, they might go out and try to live like a rock star, but they don't get it. Like, I got to have this. It has to be a reoccurring income to come in to maintain that status.
Man.
So now, oh man, the pool is already, all right, I'm in a pool that's super hot. I can't get back into that pool and do the same thing. So I got to continue to reinvent ways to get money in my account. And when it fails, man, it's like a mudslide after that. Because everything else just blows up in their face. Like, man, they putting the eviction or foreclosure notice, man, months out from you purchasing the house. Yeah. They getting it. They repoing the car, the jewelry. Ain't nobody calling you to make club appearances no more. And man, that's, I'm cool off that lifestyle, man. I hope y'all need to be cool off of that too, man. Stay in your lane on this one.
Yeah, man. That's, the Pookies are influencing. And I'm not even, the Pookies are influencing, man. Pookie is influencing.
Yes, I mean, he is.
The junkies are influencing this. Because it's hard, man. It's hard to try to be righteous and holy, bro. And I'm not even saying, like, we not even, you and I not even righteous and holy. We trying to be, and we struggle. So that's the challenge. It's like, man, it's easy to go back to my human nature. It's easy to be stupid. That's what you got to do. You get some clicks. Oh,
right.
I can go do that right now. Right outside my apartment. You know what I mean?
Right.
So yeah, bro. The Pookies are leading.
Oh, this is. That's not a good thing, though, man. And for those that hear that, you know, no offense as far as, you know, like I'm saying, just the special education students are leading the pack in the ignorant part. And that might be offensive, man. I might have to, I apologize if that offends you.
He don't mean to be offensive.
Like, I don't, I might have an issue
where, especially like guys like Welvin, there were some other guys, I can't remember too, man, but they're using like some of these guys from like that definitely are, you know, special education and profiting off them without having their best interest.
That's one way to say it. And then I would say it for those that act like myself, the class clowns are not leading the charge.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I will put it like that as well, too. So you got the class clowns, man, then in the forefront, man, leading thing. Because at first, it was the, I would still say it's still the gangster or the bad guy, the bad boy now in school, still leading the pack. But now it's the class clown getting in there as well, too. Yeah. Because it's now, Josh, help me out on this, bro, because I look at you, man, as far as from an analytical aspect. This now goes back into what you were saying about clicks and streams now, right? Is that somewhat about it too?
Absolutely.
Okay.
But
because how many hits did he get, Welvin, bro?
I don't know offhand, but I mean,
it's in the millions, man.
Yeah, he made a definitely that one. Got him.
You know,
definitely. It does go back to that. So like. Corporations purchase corporations like small corporations like the Anchor app, where actually Spotify bought that, so you know they Spotify now, but they see the data. And they sell it to these corporations. They're like, man, this man Courtney the whatever, man, he got 13 million views. What is he doing? Nothing. He just talking about people. You know what I'm saying? Talking about people with a blunt in his hand. You know what I'm saying? And they're like, shoot, well, we about to reach out. You know what I mean? We don't care if he blow his money or not. We know we can give him $4,000 for a club appearance, and we can probably make $10,000 off him. $10,000 or more. You know what I mean? That's the game.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm just throwing numbers out. That's the game.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's the game. And you got to think, man, inner city kids. For inner city kids, this is how we live. We grew up in a culture where we cracking on each other. Or, you know, it could be sports related. Or we talking about something. That's just, we using slang or just dancing. You know, all the stuff I can think of offhand about, you know, social media.
Right.
That's inner city stuff. We grew up like that. You know what I mean? That's everyday life. So I get some of these kids from the hood. It's like, shoot, they're gonna give me $4,000 for this? I do this for free on the regular. You know, not even being business minded. But it's so many stuff that go into play that about that. Like you give somebody $4,000 that ain't never seen $200, $300 at once. You know what I mean? $4,000 in cash is like, shoot, 10 grand to somebody.
Man, right, this like income tax check part two, you know, basically from that standpoint.
And so
another lump sum.
And that's the thing too, man. So, in other words, man, the meat of this is, and I'm gonna read some scripture too from First Peter. But like, the point is, man, from what I'm gathering is, people that's trying to hold on. When their time is passed on that certain genre or that certain thing that you're known for. Cause it's like Kobe. I love Kobe, man. I follow Kobe. Kobe like, man, I'm done. They want Kobe to come back so bad. He like, man, I'm doing other stuff. That's over. Basketball's over. Go watch my highlights. We can talk about it, but I'm not coming back. When I stop doing it, I stop doing it. It's over.
Right.
I'm doing other stuff, man. Your purpose is bigger than what people know you for. You know what I mean? If you're a basketball player all through school and things just didn't work out, you didn't make it to the league, that's okay. There's a will of God for you, because the will of God is for everyone. You know what I mean? So that's one point. And then another point is too, people that try to manipulate others because they come from like a lower point of life. I'm always have an issue with that. That's like when people target young black men and, hey, come join my team. And I just spoke about this a little bit on another podcast. Come join my team, man. But this kid from the hood, this kid ain't really got no ride, barely got a pair of shoes. But, you know, coach ain't really trying to help him. He just want the player to get on the court and score these buckets. You know what I'm saying? And because he know he's going to go to a school and the coach can get some notoriety from it. I'm always have an issue with that. You know what I mean?
Mm.
And I'm going to get on about that here after I say the scripture, man, so I won't forget it, though. First Peter, forgive me, because I'm trying to remember it. Got it. First Peter 1:14, as obedient children, do not conform to evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance. And, you know, that's all I got to say about that. But back on what I just said, man, about the athlete, let's talk about this LeVar Ball, big baller brand issue, just from the standpoint of family and church. And I'll speak about it and let you go in real quick. Pardon me. I still got the sniffles a little bit, y'all. So you hear me sniffing. That's why. But so big baller brand was a brand. LeVar Ball had starring his three basketball playing sons, had some mishaps. And LeVar Ball had a friend that was like co-founder. Well, the co-founder, man, he had previously been in jail for laundering money and stuff like that. And it was even said in an article that he would target churches because, you know, church is in our DNA, man, to be loving and forgiving. Not stupid though, but loving and forgiving. But, you know, guys, people like to manipulate the church like that. Man, like, hey, man, look, I got, you know, say stuff like, hey, I got this idea. I just need some help, maybe some funding. And, you know, we get money from those type of, organizations like the church. And I'm saying this, I'm speaking on that because that's another instance where caring people get manipulated. Christ, you look through the gospel, man. Same thing with Christ, manipulated. You look at Judas, the dynamic between Judas and Christ. Even though Christ was on to Judas, but he's being manipulated. You know what I'm saying? Let's speak on that, Cordy, because I think a lot of times as Christians, man, people say, oh, you're too, I hear these stuff all the time, oh, you're too forgiving. Or why do you keep loving him when you know he gonna do you wrong? He's done it to you 80 million times. So let's talk about that, man.
Well, the reason why we forgive, because it's a commandment. You know, as I stated last week, man, we have a standard over our head. You know, God's word to a true believer is final. You know what I mean? So if, you know, even Peter had this issue, Lord, if my brother sins against me, man, do I forgive him seven times? He was trying to get a limit on that thing. Jesus said, no, Peter, times 77, you know, always forgive. But I think people always get it misconstrued because there's no scripture that tells you to forgive and forget. Because if you forgive and you forget, man, you're leaving yourself vulnerable for the same instance to happen again. So you always forgive, but no, you don't never forget. You just don't, because if you know, you don't want to make yourself vulnerable for that same thing to take place again. So a lot of people do come into the church, man, to take advantage of it, man. Some kid or individual may have an idea and the church gets behind it because maybe the church is tired of frying fish and chicken every Friday to raise money for the church, man. So, you know, you'll get somebody that the pastor may believe is somewhat prominent in the community, and we can invest in a hedge fund, or we can get, you know, all types of situations. I watch a show, man, by the name of American Greed, where I've seen that as well, too. It happens in all types of denominations and faith, man, where somebody has a good idea. People may be skeptical at first. They're on the outside looking in. You know, guy got a nice house, nice watch, nice car. Family's up, you know, to par and everything. Why not invest? And then people start seeing some returns at the beginning, and it, you know, at the beginning stages, but then they get played later on. It always happens. So not necessarily church, but I mean, it's all over, you know, especially when people look at the situation and like, man, how can I come up? So, you know, going back to the big baller brand, when we look at the individual that was helping LeVar out as well, too, this is one of the things, and I'm glad Shannon Sharp has spoke on it, because I did go back and watch that interview after you said something about it, Josh. You know, with us brothers, man, we always want to try to, you know, sidestep hearing the same old saying, man. You know, when y'all make it, y'all never look back to the hood and help the brothers out. You know, and there are certain instances like this when we do help the brothers out, man, we get taken advantage of, because this individual was ciphering money from, you know, from the oldest son's account. into his own pockets, yeah. You know, living his best life in a sense. Now you just ruined everything. And there's a lot of blame to be thrown, you know, all over. But it's a shame because I was, you know, Jay and I and some of you that are listening, you know, I was rooting for the dude. I wanted Big Baller Brand to do good. You know what same. I mean? I thought it was, you know.
Because you and I love when stuff goes against the grain. Right. We like, oh, wait, what? This happened? And this right. dude, you know, he said, forget Nike, forget all those other brands. I'm going to start
my own
sneaker brand.
It was ugly, but, hey, to me it was. It was ugly. It was like a... All right, I ain't gonna say that. I am gonna say it.
It was like an
all black K Swiss with three B's on the side
for basketball.
That's what it reminded me of, bro.
I thought it seemed like they took whatever his favorite shoes were. We gonna put that in one. So I'm like, oh, I don't know this work, bro. but I like the idea.
I got mad because you charged $500, but I'm like, man, you got some cojones on you, man, to do that.
It definitely. And what people do though, they purchase.
Right. They did purchase that.
I didn't like how we went about stuff, but I like that it was against the grain. I like that it was, you know, it was black owned because we ain't never seen nothing like that. This is still go down in history.
Right.
You know, and like Shannon said, hopefully the next person comes in and they take notes and do it better than LeVar. But I never seen nothing like that. I was like, oh, this is, I don't agree with it. Like, how we doing this business wise? But I like the idea and I hope it works. And so we talked about that, and you said that really well, man. Just how, you know, people just take advantage of people, period. So how can we close that part? Because there's another part I want to jump into about family. But how can we close that part? Like, what would you tell somebody that's being taken advantage of? You know what I mean? How would you help that person? Yo, Nick, Courtney Salone? Oh my gosh. Is that Courtney? Yo,
can
Courtney.
You hear me?
Yeah. My bad.
Yeah.
If y'all listening, we had a little mishap. But I'm gonna say that question again just in case they didn't hear it. But I was saying, what advice would you give someone that has been taken advantage of and might want to quit or just, you know, might not want to, you know, be as forgetful? What would you say to that person?
I would say to that individual, you have to filter it through the three C's, constituents, comrade, or confidant, you know, and the constituents would be somebody that's into what you're into, but not into you. A comrade would be somebody who will line up with you to fight a common enemy. And a confidant will be somebody that will tell you the truth and loves you no matter what you go through. Whether you do something that's unintelligent or intelligent, somebody that's going to be there that doesn't have any strings attached. So that's how you should filter that and use some discernment, man. Like, where's the fruit of the spirit in this thing? You know what I mean? Anybody that's telling you, man, that I can get you a guaranteed 30 or 50% return on your money, man, they lying to you. You know what I mean? Even when you and I got out of high school and we started to try to sell knives and forks, man, you know what a Ponzi scheme is, man. That you should be here and you sell this much and you get a BMW or Escalade, man. They do the same stuff every year. They just repackage it, man, because they target low income areas, man. That's all it is. You don't see no people in the suburbs doing that stuff, knocking on doors. They're gonna call the cops on you. Mm-hmm. Get out of here, you know? It's the reason why the Easy Pun and the cash and check places are on the hood and the liquor stores, man. I don't see that stuff in the suburbs, man. So it's always easy to target people that are desperate, man, and, you know, are hopeless. Mm-hmm. So you just got to really evaluate your situation, though, man, because, once again, the love of money is the root of all evil. Love, you know? I like money. You know, to be honest with you, I like that, you know, because I know what I can do with it, you know. And Jay and I, you know, our end game, bro. And we'll get into that, man, as time allows it. But that's what I would say, man. Filter everything through the three C's, man. Comrade, confidant, and constituents. Well, and you should have your answer.
Well said, man. I didn't think he was going to say that, man. Get up, man, some handcuffs right there, man.
Appreciate you, man.
Yeah. And another thing about the whole Big Baller brand, it's rare that we see, like, a father, black father, and his three sons. So, like, I don't ever... I just hope they work it out, man.
Yeah, I hope they do too, man. I hope they don't let this tear rip in the family, man. Especially right now with the mom being ill, or I don't know her full situation, man.
She had a stroke. I know it was a couple years ago, but I don't even know the same from that. Yeah.
So I just hope that doesn't tear them up because I'll say this, man, and we'll go into phase two, man, of the pod, bruh. But the dad, man, is not off the hook, you know, because I think he put the cart in front of the horse. I think he came and tried to do too much, man. You know,
he spread himself thin.
It worked out for him to a sense, man, but you don't start burning bridges that you never walked across.
Mm.
You know, man, you could have had somebody really step in and help you and fund you and really filter your vision and help you walk a certain way in America. You know, it's America. You know, this is America here, man. You know, we all know the background of the country, man. You know, we don't have to really go in detail of all that, though, man. But you are a rare commodity in what you are doing. And you had a lot of people's attention when you came out, man. But your big mouth got in front of it too quick. And you ruined your children's lives, two out of the three. You know, and one of the kids had to help, though. He did a dumb thing by stealing some glasses in China, which was a big no-no, man. he could have had his hand chopped off. He could have been in one of them prisons for at least 3 to 5 years. Let them have it, you know. So shout out to Trump for stepping up and saying something, man. If that's the case of him getting up out of there, whether you want to say thank you to Trump or not, man, which was kind of arrogant on your end. I'd have been like, you know, had Trump knew the future, I wouldn't have said nothing, man. Y'all handle that out. Let him stay over there then. But, you know, now you think the youngest kid, man, is not eligible to go to college and ball. That's why Harry was his senior year after you pulled him out, man. There's just a lot of things that went awry, man. So I hope it works out for him, man.
Yeah, and I hope that those boys they do something. I hope the brothers stick together and, you know, with the power of God, man. I don't know what their faith are, but
I know, man.
I hope they work this out.
For real. I don't want to say what I want to say, but I'm saying, because this might be your last NBA check, Lonzo. You know, because your dad and them said they all, man. We ain't. How you going to dictate what they trade to, man? We ain't going to Phoenix. We ain't going to New Orleans. I mean, no, he said we want to go to Phoenix. We ain't going here. We ain't going there. The thing is,
man, you can't. LeVar, it don't work like that, man. Look,
it don't.
You get traded, you go where they tell you to go.
Right.
You can't pick. And then two, like, bro, like, he got to get humble. So that's, I'm hoping there's some humbling happen. I hope that happens with this situation. He gets humble. Like, hey, you was wrong. Like, wrong is wrong, man. And like I said at the beginning of the conversation, man, when we was talking about, like, Jock, like, be influential and impact, man. You self-reflect, you know. And for us, you know, we pray to God and we repent. I think there can be a great lesson to hear, and your family can be stronger than ever through this situation, regardless of what the media is saying.
Exactly. Well, folks, hey, you tuned in. Milk versus Solid Food Podcast. We're going to hit y'all with the Solid Food, man. Don't touch that dial. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. 1 Peter 5:6.
Amen. What do you collect from that?
I'll collect from that, man. I want to say that again. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. what I gather from that man is acknowledging that you are a creature, he is creator. We're going to go by his standard, his statutes, his commands. I know more than you, do it my way, and I will reward you for your obedience in due time. And that's a good deal for me. So that's how I interpret that, you yeah. know. So shout out to Yahweh on that one.
Yeah.
No, yes, yes, sir. Sir, yes, sir, on that one. Let's do it.
Humbling. That's a hard thing. That's a hard thing to be. It's hard.
We got some examples in front of us, man, from mm-hmm. the first part of the podcast, man, from the milk part of this whole thing, man, mm-hmm. dealing with individuals, man, that have lifted themselves up, man, through the world's lens, and now they're trying to grasp smoke, in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
And it's impossible because, no, I don't want to. I want to still be in the limelight. I want to have this drum major attitude. You know, I want to be Michael Jackson on stage. I want to moonwalk. I don't want to be Tito. I don't want to be Toya. You know what I mean? Like, I got to be in front, you know? And once that's taken from you, yeah. Because like the Lord says, it's hard to serve two masters, man. Because the other master might not yield what the former master did. And we read a great book, man. Shout out to our guy, Aaron Boone, man. Put us on a good book, man, The Two Trees in the Garden. Rick Joyner on that, where he says in the book, I want to say the first chapter, he says that Satan builds a man up to tear him down. God tears a man down to build him up. And that's the humbling process, man, because your environment is your makeup. You know, all the ideologies that people have clinged to when they, you know, they put into you from an early age and you grew up with this way of thinking, and that thinking collides with God's word. So now, like, hey, you can't, God's telling you, hey, you can't come here with that type of mindset. Let me help you. Let's tear all that down. And I'm going to give you a new perspective on how this thing works, you know, because you're going to fail miserably. And a lot of people are, man. You searching for affirmation in so many other areas. You know, ain't no way you should be, you know, dyeing your hair and getting these weird haircuts and doing all type of crazy, ungodly things for attention, man. You know, because you didn't have a father figure in the household to affirm you. All this stuff, man, is just crazy. You listening to music, man, because we all know music is a tool to help you think the way that the music is portrayed, man. So you listen to old freaky deaky, sell drug type of music, you know, like, no, you got to get out of here with that, man, if you're going to follow my way. So I'm going to help you humble yourself. And it's going to be tough, man, but you'll be better afterwards.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
So,
let's talk about our, before we wrap up, man, we got some new colors out.
Yeah. Shout out to Josh Collins on the colorways, man. I'm going to be honest with you, family. I was skeptical on the white and red, man. But I forgot who I was talking to. You know what I mean? I said, you know, because Josh is Fashion Nova to me, man. A lot of, and I got to say that because.
Cut the check, Fashion Nova.
Josh was original with the Fashion Nova, man, because a lot of people don't know, like, you're one of the biggest reasons why I have a huge shoe collection.
Me? Or
at one point. Yeah, man.
It was the other way around for me.
Because when I met you, my house was just broken into. Before you moved to Fort Wayne, somebody wiped me out. And I was happy because I didn't know that my mom had home insurance or, you know, whatever. So I got all that stuff back then some. Like, we had a couple racks coming into the crib. Like, oh, yeah. Because, I mean, I was using some hood tactics, man, where I was using, you know, my mom, I was a knucklehead in school. And this is a good principle that I use on my kids. We don't reward bad behavior. So I had one pair of all white Force Lows, man, from the beginning of the school year, and they were starting to turn on me, bro. And I remember I seen a kid. Now, this is crazy how some of these hood remedies work, but I had a kid that had some bright, icy white Force Ones. I'm like, man, you just must have came out the mall with those. He was like, nah, duh. That's what they call me by short in the fort, Doug or C Doug or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, nah, Doug, let me put you on game. You got some white toothpaste at the house? I said, yeah. He said, clean your shoes up real good, man. And when they dry off, take the white toothpaste, put it on the old toothbrush, man, and brush it in there. Icy whites. And he walked off. And I'm sitting here like mouth.
Wow.
But they started to turn yellow after a month or so. So the dude broke into my crib at the opportune time, man, when I had to try to go back and re-pasternize the Air Force One. So I was able to get a whole new wardrobe. Nice. But, you know, going back to you, though, man, when you first came to Fort Wayne, man, and you know, you bought the Camelos and everything else, I was like, man, you know, I always wanted to collect kicks, man. And, you know, rolling with you, I was like, all right, now I know what to do, man, because we was exclusive with a lot of things, bro. You know, and I found out, man, that dating and talking opened up a lot of doors, man, that I didn't think would be open for us, man, to get early releases and all of that, man, and just set a standard, man. So now that is being brought into the brand, man. So the colorways are dope, and I can't wait to see what other ones we come out with.
See, that's another thing too, like. God can turn like past ignorance into something that can bring bliss to whatever, you know, company or family or whatever it is. You know, we was being self-centered and stuff like that, you know, collecting kicks for the wrong reasons. But like, here we are trying to collect kicks to give to less fortunate kids and just people. Here we are using, because we were networking. We didn't even know you were networking. You didn't call it networking. You just like, man, yeah, I got to go talk to such and such, try to get a pair, you know, kicks early before they came out. But that was networking. You networked. That guy, we formed a relationship. That guy, you know what I mean, will hook us up. So those are skills that are now a little more sharper, and we can use that in the business field, you know, for his sake. That's the thing with – The youth, man. That's the thing with like the youth, man. Like, you gotta take advantage, man, because I learned a lot from them, like being around the youth, man. You know what I'm saying? Like I told you, mm-hmm. Like I seen a team. You know, one girl was dancing in the video, one girl was holding the phone, another girl was playing music in the background, another girl was hyping her up. Like, you got a team. So those, yep. I mean, so I just think about the stuff that I didn't fear doing, and now I do it now for, you know, try to do it for his sake and humble myself when I get out of line, because I do.
Well, absolutely. And taking it there too, man, I wanted you to really elaborate on this as well.
What's up?
So now having the brand and you and I both running it with our wives, you know, our team and everything, man, shout out to Nick, shout out to Tristan, shout out to Nate, shout out to Will, everybody that's a part of this thing, man, and wanted to, you know, and wanting this to be successful. One of the pictures, man, that you posted, man, hit home to a lot of people. And I think that kind of encaptures the entire message of the brand. When you look at us as men being reformed and renewed in Christ's image, we now understand that we only have one life now, and that before then, before we had this knowledge of who Christ was, we were living very loosely. You know, we were the Mario or the Sonic player, man, running into all the enemies and losing all of our rings or all of our coins or leveling down from eating the mushroom, you know, getting to a smaller Mario, not even giving win or caution that, man, I can lose my life. Oh, but I got extra lives I can use. You know, and I think what's significant now, man, having this information that we have now and really implementing that through the brand, saying like, listen, as Christians and as believers and as people that influence you, man, whether we're in the school, whether we're doing the podcast, whether we're posting on Instagram or letting you into our lives through the live feed, we only have one life to live. And I think it's imperative that you too pick up your cross and follow Christ, because I have never met an individual that didn't like living or enjoying. You know, you may have times where you want to commit suicide, or you may have times where you don't, you want to give up, but I never seen a person with a frown while they were eating or drinking or breathing fresh air or letting the sun hit their face. And there's a God out there, man, that has more to offer on the other side of this thing. And I think it's imperative that you keep the life that you have intact and keep it centered on his word and on the standard for you to enjoy that. And the message that you put in that picture that you posted on Instagram, man, hit home for me.
Which picture was it?
You were sitting on the stool, man, at Brava's, one of our favorite burgers.
I was in front of the game.
Yeah, you was in front of the game, and you put that, man. You say, and it's funny, man, how we're so cautious about the video game, trying to go to each level without our collectibles, man. And we should use that towards our lives in real life.
I'll read it. That's what I drew for that.
Go ahead.
So I was sitting in front of a video game, man. It's, you know, old school arcade style. And I put a caption. And it just came to me. But I said, have you noticed how much more cautious we are with the life of a video game character than our own? We carefully get through each level trying to avoid losing our collectibles. We try not to lose lives by fighting pointlessly. If we do fight an enemy, we lose and lose the battle, we learn from it and beat the enemy's repetitive attack. Life should be the same way, except more urgently, because we only have one. Play smart.
Yep. Play smart, man. And look at the enemies that a lot of people are fighting, man, whether it be anxiety, depression, anything that's trying to knock you off, man. We have to be cognizant and cautious of those things, man, because you only have one life. There's so much, man, that you can pull, man, from that post, man. So I just wanted to say hats off to you for that one, man. I really enjoyed that one.
Man, that was God, man. Yeah, it just came to me, man. But, you know, thank you. That's just discernment now, too, and trying to live in this reformed way while falling down but getting back up, trying to fight. Mm-hmm. Trying to, you know, fight my past, you know, ignorance, because that's going to come back. That's what I know best. I've done that the longest, than being reformed. So finding that on a daily battle, that's what it's about, and that's the look you want if you're going to be a Christian. You want to be transparent, and you want to be, you know, you want to continue to fight what you know best, and that's all the stupidity you once did that's deeply embedded in you. But, you know, the soul is deep. I mean, the spirit of God is deeper, and you need to depend on that. So, yeah. In other words, man, we kind of got off a little bit on a tangent. Y'all go check out New Colors out, man, the red and white. Mustard and ketchup. Go check us out, man. You know, finishworksbrand.com and the finishworksbrand at Instagram. So go check them out, man. Anything else you want to speak about, Courtney?
No, sir, man. God bless all of y'all. Hopefully this gets you throughout the week. And Lord willing, we will catch y'all next Sunday.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man. We'll see y'all later, man. Peace.
Peace.